Welcome to the Rewire Podcast. I have today with me a very special guest. Mary Dorsey is a friend. She's a colleague. She is a mentor. Her influence has made a very impactful presence in my life over the last few years. And, you know, I just want to say that whenever we're on a journey to healing, and, you know, I talk a lot about stress management, I talk about tools like meditation and breath work and cold exposure, gratitude, all those things are tools to help us get there. But sometimes, you know, we need people around us as well who can understand us more deeply. And Mary's one of those people who has been able to really look deeply within my energy from a perspective that I didn't even realize was possible, and has given me so much insight, has been so connected. And, you know, there's been times in my life where I get trapped in a rumination about something negative, and literally a message will show up, surrender and release, and in that moment. And it's just literally that trigger I need to break out of that. So it's been so helpful. Mary, welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you, Brian.
So Mary would be considered a intuitive psychic medium. That's correct. So Mary, what maybe you could share a little bit about where this gift came from, and tell a little bit about your story to this point right now.
Well, sure. It's nice to be here. And when I was an infant, I had some trauma that occurred around 6 months of age, and it continued on into later years. But that kind of kept me from entering the matrix. And one night, when abuse was taking place and I was watching from above, my guardian angel took me to a learning garden. And in that learning garden is where I have been protected and where they showed me the universal laws. And in that space, I was protected from what was happening in the physical because I was up with my spiritual and I was learning basically universal laws, the law of love, how to ignite our DNA through love, how Christ's golden consciousness is how we ignite. And I just learned how to rise above my humanity and look at my life from my crown chakra. Because being in our Merkaba, sometimes we lose track of our inner, what's going on, and we focus too much on the outer. So if we center inside our Merkaba, our light chariot that we are all within, then we call in the peace, we call in the love, we call in instead of chasing. And a lot of my clients have had childhood trauma, such as I have. And sometimes whenever we get to adulthood, our subconscious will allow that to come up and for us to work on it because we're ready. Now, sometimes our shadow work is very hard because it is a fight, flight, fear. So once we start looking at it from no connection around it, as if it was us looking to give advice to our friend, and we take ourselves out of that, I realized that everything that we share with gratitude just ripples that gratitude. And if I can help someone understand that the trauma they experienced has made them the warrior they are, instead of a victim, then they become victorious and they start to run their life instead of chasing and running and chasing. And that surrendering sometimes is very hard for the human mind because we're programmed to hustle, hustle, hustle. But really it is centering into our beingness, being love, being who we are in the moment. Breathe in, breathe out. Not regrets of yesterday or anxiety of tomorrow. And understanding the laws of the universe and how our numbers are connected to our vibrations that we call out then we understand that we are calling these lessons to us. And we might see our angel numbers that we are repeating around us. And when we pay attention to those numbers, then we can understand the codes of what we are calling in to practice, to work on that lesson. And once we understand we're calling in that lesson and why we're calling in that lesson, then we can rise above and no longer experience the lesson and just bypass it and collapse that timeline. And that is what we do whenever we collapse our childhood trauma. We no longer live in that brokenness. So I like to help people do that.
That's, there's so much there to unpack, Mary, and that's beautifully articulated. You know, a lot of people may be stuck in, you know, you've referred to it as the 3D, the fear, shame, and guilt sort of trap. And we feel alone, we feel disconnected. And you know, everything you're describing there illustrates the fact that we're not alone, that everything is connected in this universe. And there's much more unseen that we're aware of, that we're aware of. And when we're open and we do the practices of letting go, which, you know, it's easy to say letting go and it's so hard to do. But when we do that, and when we can just be, it's amazing when we can listen, the wisdom and the intuition that's right there, that sometimes seems so far out of sight because we're too busy chewing on a thought and we're stuck in a place and time. So thank you for sharing that, Mary. That's so well said. And I just want to say one other thing about 3D. I mean, we talk about 3D to 5D a lot, and people may be hearing that term 5D. You know, my interpretation is 5D is more from the 3D, from the headspace where we're overthinking and trying to, that tyrannical left brain is always trying to solve something. And we're in that heart space where we can open that up and really connect more to energy. And, you know, as people like Joe Dispenza talk about the quantum field, but it's really more of energy than matter. Would that describe it, or am I missing anything in terms of your definition of 5D?
No, it's the energy, and it's of us igniting our 5D heart space of love and compassion. I see you, I see me, I see me, I see you. I love me, so I love you, because you're just a reflection of me. And the 3D headspace of fear, shame, guilt is hell. 5D heart space, love and compassion, all our heart space just opens up so wide that we just have nothing but compassion for someone's ignorance. We don't lash out at them, because it's like being angry at an ant at a picnic. You just, it's just absurd.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And so that's also an interesting segue. So, you know, for me personally, and Mary's been kind enough to agree today to do a live reading, which is, you know, something that's very open and vulnerable for me, because, you know, I'm not an ask Mary to hold back anything. And, you know, and I'll just share, if anybody has followed me or knows me personally and probably can relate to this in their own lives, you know, as you mentioned, that trauma from childhood, the things that happen throughout our lives create patterns that we don't feel whole. We'd feel disconnected. We don't feel worthy. We don't feel loved or feel like we can receive loved. And we certainly don't love ourselves from all of that. And self-love is something that Mary's pointed out to me has been part of the work I do. And, you know, again, we talk about all the different practices. I say self-care is the practice. Self-love is the feeling. So through this process now, Mary was going to do a reading for me. And I asked her to hold nothing back. So in my life right now, we're always working on things. We're always trying to evolve. We're trying to ascend, get more into that heart space. Because as you said, the more we love ourselves, the more we feel our heart is full, the kinder and more love we give to the world. And the world needs this right now. And so, Mary, maybe I'll just leave it with you then from that point, and then you could potentially share what's happening with me today. And I'll just fasten my seatbelt and let this happen.
Okay. Well, as you know, I asked you in the beginning if that you agreed that I just pull in direct light from divinity, and only pure light and love will come through in this reading. And I only use a divine source for the information that I'm receiving. And you agreed to that. And so I went ahead and shuffled the cards and let them fall so we would speed up this process. And the overall theme of your reading today was answered prayers. And this answered prayers is to do with a project, a new project that you are working on. And this answered prayer has been coming into fruition for three. They say three. So at least 3 months you have been thinking of this, doing this project. And they want you to know that what is holding you back is your favorite card, surrender and release. So they're telling you the only thing that's holding back this answered prayer is something that you are not surrendering. And that could be, that feels like what they're saying is surrender forcing control over the project. Allow the flow to come in, because if you don't surrender and release and allow them to work with you, then you will be in a slower process. It will be a slower fruition. And if you go ahead and surrender and release the control, then they want you to know that they're going to flow abundance with you. And that means for the project, that means in your life, and that is the action right now, is abundance. So what you're doing is bringing abundance to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And they want you to understand that you must trust. As you see, the angels are holding your spirit in their hands, and they're saying, trust us. We've got you. You just do you. Don't worry about all this worldly stuff going around. We've got you. So trust that we've got you. And then they want you to know that in that trust, they're bringing in a new romance for you. And in this romance, it is a romance with Brian. It is Brian having that love and compassion for himself and having that sensuality towards self and feeling that cup runneth over of that romance, because you're just going to be surrounded by the angels loving you so much in this project that it's going to lift it into fruition so much faster. And if you accept that you're getting in your own way, then you have that romance to look forward to. And they're telling you there is someone in your life that is around this project that you're working on that you need to retreat from listening to their advice. And this is just one person. This is someone that you would know. They are giving you advice from their heart, but it's not flowing with your heart in time. That makes sense? Okay. And they're saying that by you retreating from this person, from that thought or that idea, it sets you free. And that means total freedom within your answered prayer. And that, again, is divine timing. So they're saying, you're ready. We're just waiting. We're waiting on you to surrender that you are in your own way, in that one surrendering idea. And it's an idea that is kind of friction to you. So you've kind of already thought about this idea. Well, should I, you know, should I or not? Shoulda, woulda, coulda. And so they're saying, go ahead and surrender that because you're in your own way. And basically, it is divine timing, because once you have this freedom, there's nothing that you aren't ready for. Then they say that is when they're going to bring the ideas and inspirations will just come to you. You see the angels whispering into you. And this is when we will write down the ideas, because they're coming so fast. And then we will review them in meditation, because they want to flow with you. They want to flow. But this blockage that you have of getting in your own way of this one idea is preventing you from this, from that. And then again, they're saying just remain in your truth and integrity, because that is what you are about, and that is what this whole project is about. And it will only raise your integrity to the ascended masters in the 90. And that is really really beautiful, because you'll be in your free, you'll be freedom, and you'll have the abundance that you and your answered prayers. So do you have any questions over that?
I really just want to thank you, Mary. I mean, it's so interesting whenever we do this, how, our time is it's so helpful, because as we go through this process, I'm literally seeing in my mind's eye what all these things are. And I, there's exactly a logical step-by-step thing that you're showing me. And, it's so helpful to have that perspective. It gives me hope and inspiration and motivation. And, I am aware of a lot of that part of myself getting stuck on certain ideas and not getting out of my own way on certain things. And it's a constant calibration, but that helps so much to illuminate that. And so, I mean, in terms of action on that, I think awareness of when those thoughts or those that resistance arises, I think, is a big thing. Letting that go in the moment with whatever practices. Is there anything else you could suggest that would help me
Well,
expand beyond this?
the action card is abundant. So what they're wanting you to do is be abundant, be giving, be there for people, be abundant. Actually be open to receive the abundance, because Brian doesn't always receive, because the abundance is what is the focus. So the more you give, the more you're going to get back. And it's about this program. This, does that make sense?
Yes, it absolutely does. That concept of continuing to give, sometimes when I feel overwhelmed or stuck, I'll kind of retreat a little bit back into my own thoughts and into just into the work where I need to continue to give. And I am fully aware that I need to keep that heart space open to receive as well. That alignment with giving and receiving equally, I think, is so important for me. Well, thank you so much, Mary. That's always so powerful. For anybody listening, I hope that was helpful as well. It's just so powerful to have somebody like you to share that with me, but also to know that we're not alone, that there is our higher self, that there is something greater than us, however you want to describe that, that is looking out for us as we twist and turn through this journey of life. And so thank you for that, Mary. I'm
Well,
curious
as you
for,
know, we've never met. I've never seen you. I've only, read your vibrations online. So sometimes you're kind of like, do you have a magic eye or something here? But
So Mary, I'm just curious for you. How do you do your own work on yourself? I mean, I know you are seem to be quite mainlined into this stream of consciousness, but I'm just curious, is there something that you do for yourself day to day? I know staying grounded because you have that connection is a challenge for you at times, but is there anything that you could share around that?
Well, what I enjoy or find very helpful for myself is to reset. And what I do is I rise above the situation that I'm frustrated with or that is happening. I rise above and I take myself out of it. And I look at it as if I was helping a friend. And I think, well, would that bother me? Should that bother him? You know, like if I'm taking my personal outcome out of it. And I just reset to 0 point neutrality, because if I'm triggered, I know it's me. It's not them. And so I go back and I just reset myself, and I'm like, okay, I was either judging or I was being impatient. And then I can kind of see, oh, well, it's me. I need to just take responsibility for me. And not project, you know, anymore.
Yeah, that's a big one. Thanks for sharing that. For me, sometimes it's some deep breath work and a cold plunge to literally reset my nervous system. But I think it's so important to do that at times, to be aware when you're triggered that it's not them, it's you, and to take responsibility, as you said. Well, Mary, I am so grateful for you. This was amazing. Every time, even though this was for public display, every time we speak, I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful for every time you reach out to me. And if there's anything I can do for you, as always, please, I'm here for you.
All righty. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you so much, and have a beautiful day.